It's that time on the Sunday Supplement to catch up with Sue Wilson, chair of Remain in Spain, who this time a week ago was in London town. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with that demonstration. Can you give me some views on it? I saw some videos online, but not a huge amount of coverage in the media, I have to say.
There was very little coverage in the media in the UK, which was very disappointing because it was such an enormous crowd. According to the police estimates, there were over 100,000 people there, and it certainly felt like it. And I did see a photograph taken from one of the helicopters at one point that showed that the march was over 2 miles long from Park Lane all the way to Parliament Square. It's just chock-a-block with people. It was absolutely amazing.
And the atmosphere?
It was fantastic. It was very well-spirited. Everybody was in a good mood. There was no problems. The police have said subsequently that they've never known a march of that scale with no problems. It was all very well-humoured. There was people from all over Europe as well as all over the UK. Loads of blue and yellow flags as well as flags from all over Europe. So it was, yes, it was a very interesting day, it made everybody feel so positive that to see so many people that felt so strongly that what was about to happen was such a bad idea.
Yeah.
And the speeches themselves as well were very uplifting.
I did also see something about the police, because of the problems, the tragedy in Westminster the previous Wednesday, that there were calls for the demonstration to be called off. Did you hear that?
There were talks about it the day before. One of the groups involved had raised that point and said that they weren't sure that it was the right thing to do. But we spoke, we kept in touch with the march organisers, and they'd been talking to the police very closely. And it seemed that the police attitude to it was they would have preferred it was on a different day, but they had no objections. And actually, there was certainly nothing on the day to suggest that it had been a bad idea or that the police were in any way anti. In fact, we spoke to a lot of the police. There was a lot of people came along with flowers, especially daffodils.
Uh-huh.
And people were handing them out to the police and also laying flowers in the area where they had, just outside Parliament Square, they had a big green area where everybody was putting flowers in memory of the people.
Yeah.
But I think the feeling was very much that it would have been a bad mistake if it had been cancelled, because in that way the terrorists would have won.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Couldn't agree with you more. On Thursday, we heard the letter that has been written by Theresa May. Interesting things in that, because before she was keeping her cards close to her chest. We know a little bit more now. Do we like what we see?
Well, it still doesn't tell us very much, and it seems to be concentrating on the wrong things. I believe she said 11 times she mentioned security, so it seems as though she's switched from perhaps wanting to use citizens as bargaining chips to now want to use security as bargaining chips. I think the whole way it's been dealt with has been very bad. I think there's a lot more transparency on the other side.
Mm.
And the responses we've had already from the EU have given us a lot more hope than anything we've heard from the UK.
Can you explain that a bit more?
Well, we've had some very positive noises from the EU in terms of they would like to have any issues regard to people in hopefully separated out from anything to do with any of the other negotiations.
Uh-huh.
They've made it very clear that any discussions on trade will not happen until after we've left the EU.
Yes.
That's not to say that there won't be discussions going on behind closed doors. Of course, people are going to be talking to each other.
Yeah, May wanted that to happen as a parallel thing, and I think that's been rejected, especially by Merkel.
Absolutely. It's been rejected out of hand. It's illegal. We've known that all along, but we still keep insisting that we want to do it anyway. But no, it's been made very clear that trade negotiations will come later and that the next 2 years are all about the divorce proceedings.
Yeah.
So what happens about the money that we owe? What happens about the people's rights? So all of those things need to be resolved first before any negotiations can happen about trade. And the EU have also said that there will be a three-year limit on any transition deal. So obviously they are open to the idea of there being a transitional deal, which is good news as well if it comes to it.
So does that take it to 5 years then?
Well, it takes it. The transitional period would only be after we have left.
Uh-huh.
So the 2 years would be the finite period, and then there, in theory, could be a transitional deal for the next 3 years. But obviously any transitional period would mean that we would still be paying into the EU because we'd be paying for benefits that we'd be having as a result of that deal.
Yeah, there's a huge sum, something like 50 billion euros talked about, but the Lords said there's none owing. So the whole thing is so obscure. And when we think of how much is, you know, how important the whole thing is, these are life-changing decisions for millions of people, and yet there's no clarity, there's no transparency.
Well, one good thing that happened yesterday was that three members of the coalition, the British in Europe group that Remain in Spain belongs to, met with Michel Barnier, and they got a lot more transparency and a lot more answers from Barnier yesterday than we've had from the UK government. What came out of that meeting yesterday was that absolutely that people would be the priority in the negotiations. They were going to come before any discussions on borders or budgets or anything else. There are going to be no bilateral deals with individual countries, and anybody trying to have bilateral deals will not be looked on kindly. It's going to be a continuing dialogue with the EU citizens and the UK citizens. They made it very clear that the meeting yesterday was the first of many. And so they also mentioned the possibility of trying to ring fence any negotiations about citizens separate from any other negotiations. So obviously what we're hoping is that any deals or negotiations that are agreed that relate to the rights of EU or UK citizens would be written in stone regardless of whether or not there's a deal or no deal in 2 years' time.
Well, that sounds very optimistic, I have to say. And of course, it is the 27 which are going to be setting the agenda, not the UK on this. And so what you're saying, I'm far more optimistic now than when we started this conversation.
Well, I think everybody that came out of that meeting yesterday was far more optimistic as well. And from what we've all heard from that, we're all feeling a lot more optimistic about that too. And also, they also said that the EU are very well informed. They understand all of our issues. They understand all the legal ramifications, far more so than in any discussions that we've had with the UK government. And we think, probably as a direct result of that meeting yesterday, finally, we have now heard that the Department for Exit in the EU are agreeing to meet with us. Now, they never did that before, despite being asked several times. And we still don't get to meet Davis, even though we got to meet Barnier. It will be somebody from the department rather than Davis himself. But at least that's a step in the right direction. So sometime in the next 2 weeks, three delegates will be going to meet the Department for Exit in the EU to have these kind of discussions that we had with Barnier yesterday. And it's interesting that we actually got to meet Barnier before they did.
Yes, well done you, well done you. Well, when that happens, we'll talk again, and good luck. I'm, as I say, well done, Remain in Spain, and the parent group, of course.
British in Europe is the coalition, so that's a group of 12 different groups across Europe, including four in Spain. Obviously, Spain has the largest group of immigrants in Spain. And we have to make sure that Spain's very high, the people in Spain are very high up on the agenda. I can't promise that it'll be me personally going to meet the Department for Exit in the EU, but it depends on the date that they decide. But there will definitely be a representative from Spain.
Thank you very much, Sue.
You're welcome.